Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Mark Benioff and Salesforce takes Elon and Zuckerberg's approach and demands more efficiency. Are you now excited about this stock as a result?
Ladies, like, you ever have a man, right? And then he'd been a dog for like 3 years, and then you leave and you're like, baby, please, I swear I'm gonna do right. This is Salesforce version of too little, too late. You should have did this 6 years ago. So I will put Salesforce in like the C class of big enterprise or big tech.
See?
They're not Google, they're not Microsoft, not Apple, they're not Meta, not Qualcomm, not AMD, not NVIDIA. You going down that leaderboard rapidly. So I think if he, like, to buy Slack for $2 billion.
I think it was more than that. It's like,
was it higher? I'm trying to be gracious.
It might be 20. Yo, Av, just check on that Slack acquisition. I think it was like 20-something billion.
Mistake.
Something silly.
He could have bought an island with a volcano on it.
Buy Slack.
Horrible acquisitions. I think they just lost it. They lost their way. I love Benioff.
Yeah.
I think he's an amazing entrepreneur. I think this era of ultra efficiency is kicking in. It's making companies adjust very fast.
27, right?
Yeah, 27 billion. Yeah,
something crazy.
Yo, I'm going to go on the record real quick. Bleep this out. Fire Mark Benioff.
Yo, you just said you loved him.
I do, but Slack's not worth $27 billion if it's $20 billion in cash in the account.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, it was definitely 20. I remember it was December of 2020.
I could have went and bought a woolly mammoth, AI chatbots, some pterodactyls. What?
You know,
$27 billion? Bro, fire Mark Benioff.
Right.
Chairman.
You know what? When they did their earnings call a couple weeks ago, what I did like about them was...
Hold on. Wait.
Go ahead.
Some companies have $84 billion of cash on hand. They spent $27 on a new version of AOL Instant Messenger.
$27. Yeah. But that was a response to Microsoft and Microsoft Teams becoming super effective. How are we going to compete in that?
I'm never going to the Salesforce conference.
You just ruined it for yourself. No, but what I will say is the level of high efficiency.
Yeah.
And so... yeah, they had a great earnings call, but what he did say was, you know what? We need to be more efficient. I need to be more efficient, right? And so when more efficient, and it sounds terrible, it's like, yo, we've got to cut back on spending.
This is like,
so what is, trying to, every month they do the same, it feels like they're doing the same thing. Yo, 12,000 employees laid off, 11,000 employees. Every month they're just laying off, but that's going to cut costs. They also said he's going to pan down on the real estate, right? So if you, if we've been out of plenty of cities, I'm like, yo, the Salesforce got, they got a tower here. So they're cutting back on the amount amount of real estate they're doing, and they're being critical of what they're spending. The $27 billion slide deal.
Bro.
You know what?
They could have bought Neo.
Yeah, and, but that wasn't the only acquisition they had. Yeah. They bought another company, I think maybe in 2018. It slipped my memory, the name of it, for like maybe $7 billion or $8 billion or something like that. So you're talking about $30 billion in mergers and acquisitions. What was the net return on it?
Negative. Morta.
Yeah. Got to
go. I'm like, Slack, Tableau was $15.7
billion. 15, I'm sorry.
Yep. MuleSoft was 6.5. Demandware was 2.8. Exact Target was 2.5.
And this is over the past 5 years.
Fail, 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 fail. Fire Mark Benioff.
Respectfully.
These are just jokes. I don't. When I come to the office, I don't mean none of this. 85 South made me say this. Sorry, I'm working on my little comedy routine. This is a gross mismanagement of funds. Like, and yeah, this is kind of like buying insurance on your house after your house is caught on fire.
Yeah,
it's a little too late.
Do you respect the accountability part?
I do.
Yeah, that's leadership, right?
Yeah.
And so we talk about greatly, like fired or not, but like that shows like, you know what? Yeah, we didn't get this right.
So if I drive us off a cliff and we go 60 feet down to this, then I hit the brake and we get to the bottom, is that like good leadership or no?
No, that's different. But there's plenty of CEOs just, you know what?
Yeah,
we botched this. Don't even say it. And it's like, we tried.
That's true. They usually don't last.
Yeah.
And I think if they would have taken this route maybe 6 years ago, they could have been one of the most powerful companies. We saw this with Oracle, like, a recession prior, but like Larry may have lost his way a little bit and could have been a lot more dominant and didn't adjust fast enough. So
$47 billion. That's what he's worth.
Yeah.
Shout out to Larry Ellison.
Can't deny that.
Yeah.
Well,
Rashad gonna be like, that was Ian who said that. That wasn't me. See, hey Mike, yeah. Mike.
Next time we in the Bay, you see us at Salesforce office.
Why wasn't Ian there? The thoughts, views expressed by Ian, but no. Salesforce, don't touch. If it's not in the top five category, leave it alone, especially as we are heading into a potential mega recession. It's not worth the risk. But what do you guys think? I would love to hear more from you. Please put it in the comments if you would invest in Salesforce and if Mark Benioff took too long to adjust.
I mean, the direction. Is there a number that you would like it at?
Always. Like and that's one thing Dave said.
I've seen it fall at least 40% over the past, you know, 2 years.
If it gets to like $46,
wow.
I'd probably throw six figures at it. But not a penny before that.
Damn.
The room's so quiet right now. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. I mean, it barely profitable. I'm looking at the numbers here.
Yeah.
Barely profitable.
You run the stats off real quick.
Yeah. So the profitability margin is it's less than 1%. And so, I mean, it could be negative, right?
Maybe I could have cheated on you 10 times. It was 8.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, their total cash is here. It's at $12 billion. The debt is at $14.8 billion. They have free cash flow.
Okay.
Which is important.
How much?
$10
billion. It's not bad.
Right?
For a company that size, yeah.
That's why you got to be more. So, like, it's not an Apple where it's over $80 billion and it's not Microsoft where it's $40 billion where you're like, okay, mergers.
10 is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. It's not. But it's like we got to be a little bit more mindful when we're talking about mergers and acquisitions.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month,
like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.